Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy You know how we day. Call me the Elon Musk of Alice?
Yes. Oh, yes. Right. Always inventing some new amazing thing. Sure.
I came up with it. Since you say that the knob on a horse saddle is not used for what I've...
It's called the horn.
...heard the horn is used
sure.
for.
On an English saddle, there isn't one, just a pommel.
Oh, they don't even like to...
Yeah, because that's not what it's used for.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, wonder if...
It's not anywhere near where you sit.
Instead
I guess
of,
it's near.
It's not near?
No, it's in the front. It's in front
right.
of you. You sit behind it.
Right.
Right.
That's where your woman area...
Doesn't come near it. And on a Western saddle, there's a pommel in the front, and the horn's on top of
anyway,
that.
Anyway, wonder if you put bicycle handlebars on the horn, and then there was like little finger... Instead of having to swat your horse so it knew which way you were going
to
go,
swat your horse.
It could just tap the horse on the shoulder with its finger and be like, we're going to go right. Shannon, we're going right. Mm-hmm. You like it? I haven't had a
yes,
chance
Elon.
To draw it. Yes,
I mean,
I ran
Vinny.
Out of time.
Yeah.
I think this could
Are
be
Are you drawing
the
it out?
I'm going to draw it out, yeah.
In the meantime, while you work on your artwork,
thanks.
Mr. Musk, sir, if you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400, please don't. Just, can we not? I mean, I was a good sport. I got through it. I sat quietly and let you have your fun. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you will instantly win a 4-pack of passes to California's Great America's Winterfest. Open select nights now through December 31st. Your next chances to win are at 11:05 and 4:05. You get to talk to Anthony. He's going to take all your information. Be calling 9-800-400-3697. Scott Capurro, he told me that he had a great time in Martinez last night.
Oh,
two shows
wonderful.
In Martinez.
Good
lots of
him.
Alice listeners there.
Good.
Tonight, he's at the Punchline, and he's actually recording an episode of his podcast, Scott Capurro Probes.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. So if you want to go check him out at the Punchline, there's tickets available for that. Tonight, here in San Francisco. In Oakland tonight, my drummer, Tommy
yeah.
Igo.
You're a drummer.
My drummer. they're doing the 5-year anniversary party of them playing at Yoshi's Oakland.
Fun.
And they've got a special guest, Mark Russo. And they're playing tonight. And he is, if you've never gone and seen the Tommy Igo Groove Conspiracy Big Band experience, you should go and check that out. He's amazing.
Legit.
He is legit, Tommy, for sure.
Do you like this?
Let me have a look at this.
It's crude. I only had a moment, but it taps the horse right on the shoulder. Like you
oh, it
turn
actually
the
has,
steering wheel.
It has hands.
Mm-hmm. And then it just taps the horse. Like, Shannon, we're going to go right. This is my way.
So it taps the left shoulder to say we're going to go right.
No, it taps the right shoulder.
Well, how would it do that? If I'm turning my handles this way to go right, wouldn't this side hit the front of the horse?
I mean, no.
I'll tell you, the anatomically correct horse is, that
it's
is...
It's perfect,
this
I know.
This is quite impressive, Vinny. I mean, in the saddle, I...
No more spankings showed, for you, Shannon.
It wouldn't matter who you showed this to, people wouldn't know exactly what this was.
I know.
Let me show the people watching on the Looking Glass right now. Just hold that up. This is Vinny's incredible artwork.
I'm just going to tweet that out so
Do
that
it.
Someone can build that.
That.
Oh, I
tweet,
don't have time
huh?
to build that,
yeah.
so...
Twitter won't get you in trouble.
No.
No, you do what Tyrion Lannister did, you know? You just draw what the saddle will look like. Remember when he drew a handicap saddle for Bryn? Bronn? What's the kid's name? Bran.
Yeah.
One of those. And he fell out of the tower window and was paralyzed.
I don't remember that.
It was in the first season. He came back down from the wall, and he'd been thinking about Bran and his problem, and he drew a whole thing. It was amazing.
I'll label a couple things.
Oh, that'd be great.
Being so sassy. Mm.
Oh, great. Yes, label it up before you
horse
put it up
shoulders
on... Before you tweet it.
Right there.
Horse,
and
shoulders. You should write saddle and horn.
Saddle.
And bicycle steering wheel. That'll be helpful for people looking at your schematic. If anyone wants to build this.
I can't.
It's more helpful of you to do such a technical drawing.
The way I see the horn actually working, but anyway. Looks like I got all the problem solved.
It's fantastic.
No more spanking Shannon.
Yeah. Leg pressure and reins. That's how you control. You don't need to. Actually,
what now?
Leg pressure and reins. That's all you need. You don't need a bicycle thing.
Oh, there is leg pressure.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Leg pressure.
Yeah. That's what I knew all along.
Yeah. And usually all you have to do is carry a crop. They're just having one with you. And they're like, I'm ready for work.
The horses.
Mm-hmm. Alicia Keys. We're going to start here. Alicia Keys covered.
She's a super talent.
She is a super talent. And she's just, you know, I knew she was amazing. And it wasn't until she started hosting. She hosts the Grammys? Is that the one that she hosts all
that
the time
sounds
now?
Sounds right, yeah.
She was so funny and cool and calm. And
she just... She's such a great performer.
She is amazing. Ugh. So she did a cover of Billie Eilish's Ocean Eyes, which I guess is something that was an early song of Billie Eilish's. I don't think it's on this record.
Oh, and today's Billie's birthday.
Oh, how old is Billie? 18?
I believe 18.
She just turned 18. People have been writing in.
Congratulations to Billie on becoming a woman. So Alicia Keys did a cover of Ocean Eyes, and here's what it sounds like.
I've been watching for some time. Kids are staring in those ocean eyes. Burning cities, napalm's eyes. 15 things inside those ocean eyes.
This is just Alicia sitting at a keyboard. Her phone is taking this. Alicia covers that, and I guess James Corden's off, or maybe he was sick or something, and so she filled in for James Corden, and the guest was Billie Eilish.
Mm.
So here's how that kind of went.
Seriously, I'm a super, super fan of yours. I love how you write. I love your music. I love your voice. I love your style. I love your energy. I love who you are as a human. And, you know, I even covered one of your songs, Ocean Eyes.
Well, hello.
I put it up on my Instagram. Oh. And did you see that?
I saw it. It was weird because, you know, I see a lot of covers. And right. I see a lot of covers of that song. Right. And I also... I've adored you my entire life, so I see a lot of videos of you. So it was like one thing that's normal and another thing that's normal in my life combined, and that was super not normal. Wow.
So,
right? Normal, not normal.
And I don't know.
So they go on gushing about each other.
Yeah, they gush about each other.
For quite some time.
It turns out
that she has a surprise for Alicia.
She has a surprise for Alicia.
Aww.
I'm jumping to it right now.
They're sitting so close together.
You don't even know.
Uh-oh. Another thing I don't know.
A little surprise.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they got this video ready, but...
Shh.
A year before Ocean Eyes came out, which is what you covered, which is crazy, I did a cover of Fallen at a talent show.
What? Do we have a video?
At 12. There's a video.
She's 12
is
years old
here?
In this video.
I think it's here.
Are we watching it?
We're watching it! Let's see it!
She's a ginger! She's a redhead.
She's tiny. Mm-hmm. She's just a little girl. Just in like a t-shirt and
playing the
piano.
At
a piano. And
so great.
It was just the cutest damn exchange. Like, there she is, 12 years. Like, she just turned 18. She's 12 years old and sitting there and rocking that tune. That ain't easy to sing. All right, listen, you guys. It's hump day. Tonight on TV, live in front of a studio audience, they're doing an episode of All in the Family and Good Times. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei are back as Archie and Edith Bunker. Ellie Kemper is their daughter, Gloria. Viola Davis and Andre Brower are leading the Good Times cast as Florida and James Evans. Jay Farrow, you might know him from SNL, is their oldest son. JJ.
I like him.
Tiffany Haddish is their pushy number. Wilona.
Oh.
and, of course, tonight, what Vinny and I will be watching. Although you won't be watching
I won't
it,
be watching it at all. I'll actually read who won. And then I'll be embarrassed that they decided to change the entire format of the show because they're afraid they can't handle the controversy.
The 39th season of Survivor comes to an end tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. It's a two-hour season finale and then the traditional reunion special. But because there's that guy that got kicked off the show for sexual misconduct... or whatever they decided to call it.
Will he be there for the...
He will not.
He will not
he
be there.
He planned to be there. But he... I actually have a statement from him coming up. So he breaks his silence.
Okay.
Survivor and the CBS network have come under fire for not acting decisively enough after Kelly Kim complained on day two of Survivor Island of the Idols about unwanted touching from tribe mate Dan Spilo. He was eventually day 22, he got an official warning. And then was removed from the game on day 36. Here is part of their statement. Season 39 of Survivor has been unprecedented for all of us with important social issues and inappropriate individual behavior intersecting with gameplay in complex ways we've never seen before. During the course of the production, we listened to the players intently, investigated responsibly, and responded accordingly, including taking the unprecedented step of removing a player from the game. At the same time, we are responsible for the final outcome of this season. We recognize there are things we could have done differently. We are determined to do better going forward. For season 40, which has already been filmed, the show added its pre-production cast orientation-specific guidelines. Pre-production cast orientation, specific guidelines regarding personal space and appropriate behavior and how to report these issues. And they go on and on, but basically they're saying they're going to try and do better, and they've changed the way that they get everybody ready for the show. Dan, who was kicked off the show at the end of this at the end of the episode last week, he is saying, by the way, he's a 48-year-old Hollywood agent.
Oh, he's 48.
That's what they're saying here. Okay. Although we had heard he was in his 50s, I thought somewhere. He says, I am deeply sorry for how my intentions affected Kelly during the taping of this season of Survivor. After apologizing at the tribal council when I first learned Kelly still felt uncomfortable, I want to make sure I do so again clearly and unambiguously. I truly regret that anyone was made to feel uncomfortable by my behavior. In my life, I've always tried to treat others with decency, integrity, and kindness. I can only hope that my actions in the future can help me to make amends and to show me to be the kind of father, husband, colleague, and friend that I always aim to be.
Well, it doesn't sound like a guy who's about to sue them.
It doesn't. Let's see. He actually says he intended to address this at the finale and then was uninvited.
Was told, you're not coming.
You're not coming to that.
Hmm.
So, I don't know if it'll even be addressed. I'm sure they'll address it. I mean, they're pre-taping.
They have to be careful, though, because they've got him, it sounds like, in a place where he's saying, I'm sorry, but if they start slamming him, then they're looking at slandering him.
Yep.
So they may not discuss it as much as you might think.
Right. I really don't know how they'll handle it. I mean, I have to assume it's going to come up in some form because they're tape delaying instead of going live, which is traditionally what they do. And it's always full of janky cutaways and segments. They're going to pre-tape the whole thing there. I think they're starting at 1 o'clock today that there'll be a studio audience. They'll all watch the finale together and conduct the final reunion. And then the whole thing will air at 5:00.
The question I would ask the guy, because this is the part.
5 hour time.
In my opinion, is there are affectionate people around. I've had women who are affectionate in a way where you're like, God, I know I'm going to have to hug that lady if I, you know what I mean? Like, you're just, that's their way and you sort of deal with it. But he was asked to stop it.
Repeatedly.
Well, forget the repeatedly. The first time someone said to him, please stop touching me.
Yeah.
No, should have been the last time it was said.
And that's why it's so...
And the question would be, what's going on in your head that when someone asks you not to touch them, that you proceed to continue?
Right.
What is that? What in your head makes... help us understand what in your head makes you think that even though you've been asked not to, you can continue
to
behave.
It's just my way. I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice I was doing it. It's just my way.
Maybe that is the answer.
Maybe.
I don't know.
The next season of Survivor is February 12th.
All right. Maybe it's less than 2 months away.
Looks like it's going to be all winners type thing.
Oh, great. Well, they'll do a preview for it tonight in the reunion. They usually show a clip of who's going to, you know, there's a theme usually. Uh-huh. So they'll go through the whole thing. I found this interesting.
Okay.
Here's the headline. Empire boss eyeing Jussie Smollett for possible finale comeback. It would be weird to end the show without him. They may be getting the band back together.
Well, but you're talking about the end of the show. So it's not like they're going to face backlash and not get a renew.
Right. The guy who runs the show is Brett Mahoney. He says discussions are underway to possibly have Jussie Smollett return as Jamal before the show wraps up its sixth season run this spring. He says it would be weird in my mind to end this family show and this family drama of which he was such a significant part without seeing him. It's fair to say it's being discussed. There's no plan as of yet to bring him back. There's been no decision made. And really, that's, you know... So there it is, a little speculation that that might be in the works.
Well, maybe they floated that to see how that people would react.
Right.
You know?
Well, they're going to see. I mean, people will react to that.
Sure.
Speaking of people will react to that, Tekashi 6ix9ine is in for a very emotional day today. He will be learning his fate in his federal racketeering case. Odds are, no matter what happens, he'll cry about it. That's a safe bet in Vegas. Sportsbetting.ag. They have released the betting lines for the rapper sentencing hearing today. They're saying, basically, they said no on the proposition that he'll get out anytime in 2020. They say no on that bet is the heavy favorite. If you bet that he gets released from prison in 2020, you get a 5-to-1 payout. Yes is currently at, 5-to-1. As for the length of the prison sentence, they've set the over-under at 5.5 years. So you bet over or under that.
What is your bet?
Over.
You think he's getting over 5.5?
I don't know. I'm very torn on this. I think that he's going to get 10 years. I mean, he was looking at 47 years.
Yeah. I bet it's less than 10.
Okay. You think it's... But what about the 5.5?
What are they saying he specifically did? What was his crime?
You know, what they're saying here is racketeering. Can you find what the formal charges are? There's definitely robbery. He helped. In fact, I will tell you what some of his victims have to say about this, because they're asking the judge to remember he had an impact on us. Let me get through the betting thing here. Will Tekashi 6ix9ine cry after sentencing? The odds makers say yes. No is pays 2-to-1. Doesn't matter if they're happy or sad tears either. If he sheds a tear, it pays or doesn't.
Do we know him to be a crier?
They say he's been very emotional.
I wasn't a crybaby at his age, but I have become one.
It happens. Tekashi 6ix9ine, in letters submitted Tuesday, two people described the April 2018 armed robbery in New York City, which he testified was intended as a revenge hit on Rap-A-Lot Records and its honcho, J. Prince. He says members of his Trainine gang planned to rob JP and his people after a perceived diss and pulled off an armed robbery in the lobby of a building. The problem is the people they robbed were publicists that had nothing to do with Rap-A-Lot. It was a total case of mistaken identity.
Oh, man.
The victim impact statements say that the attack has had a lasting negative effect on them. One victim, who is a 33-year-old male, says the incident destroyed the normal adulthood I was striving for. He says he was far removed from a life of gangs and guns and ads. Never have I been so scared as a cold, hard, metallic gun was pressed against my abdomen. He says the attack made him scared for his life, and afterward he became a recluse who was afraid to sleep in his own home. He says he still lives in constant fear someone associated with Tekashi will be sent to finish the job. And ends his letter by asking the judge, why should this person who nearly ended my life be free when I'm not free?
Good point.
Did you find...
It was mainly racketeering and possession of firearms, AR-15, but he was also involved with some other additional shootings, but I don't think that was on the record, so...
And then there's that whole weird kidnapping thing that he may or may not have been. I mean, the story is, as I've heard it, and I mean, maybe some texter will know better, like this dude was... I don't know what his affiliations were with gangs, but he wanted to have real gang members in one of his videos, and that was it. He never got rid of them.
Well, supposedly he was supplying them with cash so they could buy guns, drugs,
and then
that's how he liked it, because that's how he got his street cred.
And he wanted to impress them too, and that was where he went wrong.
Right,
which was let's hang out.
All the time, and you keep that money flowing. Oh, and by the way, your bill this week is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and now we need this. You're our bitch.
We're your protection.
Mm. Yeah, we're protecting you
from us.
Not funny. He finds out his fate today in court. I'm sure he's sweating it. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'll tell you when we finally figure out the meaning of life.
Oh,
there's an age. Specifically, where you go, oh, I get it now.
Huh.
After these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.